You're listening to SBS News.
As communities across the country celebrate NAIDOC Week, the first Aboriginal Cabinet Minister for Indigenous Australians is pushing to recognise Australia's First Peoples in the nation's founding document.
I will develop and bring forward a consensus option for constitutional recognition to put to a referendum during the current parliamentary term. And that means working through until we reach a point in which there is consensus across all the relevant groups that have a stake in this.
Ken White's commitment comes 2 years after the Turnbull government rejected a proposal for an Indigenous voice to the parliament to be included in the constitution, an idea embedded in the landmark Uluru Statement from the Heart. The Turnbull government cited concerns a voice would represent a third chamber of parliament. But the Morrison government says a voice could be an option and is pledging to work with all sides of politics on the issue. Mr. Wyatt says constitutional recognition is too important to rush.
We need to design the right model to progress to a point at which the majority of Australians, the majority of states and territories, and Indigenous Australians support the model.
It could mark the first Indigenous-linked change to the Constitution since 1967, when the nation voted overwhelmingly to include Australia's First Peoples in the census. Labor's Indigenous Affairs spokeswoman, Linda Burney, says her party is ready to work collaboratively with the government on the change.
I honestly believe that the Australian public is ready for constitutional reform to recognise First Nations people in the Constitution. The time has well and truly come.
But she says it shouldn't be up to politicians to determine what that reform looks like.
It really is up to the discussions that we will have with First Nations people right across this country in terms of what the makeup and the way in which that referendum and that voice should be framed.
Whether the government will uphold the calls of the Uluru Statement from the Heart and take the idea of an Indigenous voice to a referendum remains to be seen. Reconciliation Australia Chief Executive Karen Mundine is positive.
We've been calling for some time about having a process and a bit of a time frame, and I think that's what we have at the moment. What that then looks like as it goes forward, we'll still yet to see, but at least it's a starting point.
To pass, the referendum question would need to be supported by a majority in at least 4 states. A move former Referendum Council co-chair Megan Davis hopes Australians will embrace.
We are just that one step further along the line towards constitutional recognition. And when I say that, the only form of meaningful constitutional recognition that the people who participated in the Uluru Dialogue said was voice to Parliament.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.